3-1 is the score as Luke Hansen will step in. So Hansen, 8 hits on 33 at-bats. Bats a 242. And he struck out 13 times this season. But the Virginia Cavalier trying to add to this total as a first delivery inside for a strike, Kellen Juan. 0-1 count. Joseph Shivana, he'll step in on the third base side of the slab, and Gallison at second, Conniff at third, the 0-1, Hansen fouls this left side. 0-2. So already the Rafters getting up early and finding themselves up to 5 hits right now. A big first inning and quite the response. As Shivana swing and a miss for Hansen. He'll strike out, but the Rafters 5 hits and they get 3 runs because of it. 3 RBI hits for Broussard, Conniff, and Gallison. So a 3-1 lead for the Rafters. We head to the top of the second on WFHR.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on Wiscountry 105.5. Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Mom used to scream about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy till Mom went to Al-Anon. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Top of the second inning, a 3-1 lead for the Rafters right now as rain started to come down just a little bit. So rain has come in as the Rafters right now So Mack here inside Witterfield as Drake Fries throws in on a strike. And this time he goes down as Sweet Chick strikes out swinging. Two down. Top of the order with Connor Cooney, who walked first time at the plate. The center fielder from the College of Holy Cross. And Fries will kick in. So Cooney, the only Dock Spider to score, as he had some great base running. So some light rain falling here at Witterfield, continuing to come down. Fries will set in, and the 1-0 a swing and a miss, this time 1-1. So one ball, one strike. 1-1 count. Two down. And the step in and the curveball that paints the zone, 1-2. So a 1-2 count. And a two down, it was a slow-moving breaking ball at 78. Fries will look in once more on the third base side of the rubber. The 1-2 and a miss down low for strike three. So a back-to-back strikeouts for Drake Fries. He's starting to come into his own. A 3-1 lead for the Rafters. We head to the bottom of the second on WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight, otherwise mainly cloudy skies. Lows level off around 61, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 84, a blend of clouds and sun. Lows level off around 56, tomorrow night mainly clear skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 84.
Does back pain have you sidelined? There's a local expert right here in Center Wisconsin ready to help you. Dr. Doug Gallick at Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids. Whether your back pain results in numbness in your lower extremities, disc compression or herniation, or anything else, Dr. Gallick has the expertise to help you. He has 23 plus years of experience to back it up. Go online to WROinstitute.com to learn more about Wisconsin River Orthopedics and their many services, including relieving back pain. Wisconsin River Orthopedics, relieving pain and restoring lives.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life and a brighter future. Children International and friends like you are giving these children a chance to achieve their dreams by ensuring that they have access to health care, education, life skills, and more, so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the second, a 3-1 lead for the Rafters as Levi Jensen, 8 hits on the season, batting a .098. So he struggled when he's been batting his Shivana Fires inside and away on a ball 1-0. That was a fastball. So 1-0 count. Joseph Shivana will kick in and serve once more, and it goes low. And 2-0. So bottom of the order with Jensen, Johnson, and Degatti are all set to bat. And the 2-0 home comes in low, 3-0. So three balls, no strikes. Joseph Shivana has struggled so far, gave up 5 hits in the first inning. The Rafters have had his number. And the 3-0 just clips to left edge, finding the inside part of the strike zone, 3-1. And 87 this time. So 3-1 count. The set, Jensen skies this away, and it pops back side, 3-2. So done well for Shivana to get back and fight in this count. He's had one strikeout where he struck out Hansen. So gave up a hit 5 times as Jensen grounds his third base line. Out of play, 3-2. So 3-2 count. Setting in and serving is Shivana, and a line drive into right field. A base hit for Levi Jensen, and Jensen's 9th hit of this season, and it comes here in the bottom of the second. So out of the Raptors, 7 of the 9 hitters in the batting order at least got a hit. So that shows the bats are flowing right now. They're up to 7 hits as a team. So Ty Johnson, who lined out to the first baseman, and in the bottom of the second, as Johnson pulls us away right side, it seems like they're really having the positioning on Giovanna. They have, looks like they found a story of success against him. It seems like they're getting hits on him. They know what they're going to do. And the 0-1, and Johnson pulls this away. It seems like they found him out right now. 0-2 count. Jensen at first. Raptors up to 7 hits in comparison to the Knox Spiders 1. A 3-1 lead. 0-2 count. The set and fire and a grounder over to the first baseman in Teeters. Steps on the bag. The throw to second goes behind Gorman. Goes into left field. But nonetheless, Johnson goes out. So Johnson grounds out. So Jorge Degatti, the first baseman, third baseman, who got a base hit first time up. One down. As Giovanna will lead in once more. Jensen at second. And Giovanna, the first offering home, in for ball 1-0. So Degatti started to get the hits going with a base hit his first time up. A 1-0 count. One down as Degatti pulls this away. 1-1. Leads the team in batting average. Has gotten a hit in his past 7 games. And a 6-hit game streak prior to today. And then gets his 7th hit in his 7th game. So 1 ball, 2 strikes. 1-2 count with 1 down. Giovanna will look in. Jensen stands at 2nd. Looking over is Giovanna. He'll fire the 1-2, and Degatti belts this into left field. This drops before Peterson can get to it. On his way from 2nd to home is Jensen, and he'll score. Jorge Degatti once more comes up big. Raptors up 4-1 here, bottom of the 2nd. The bats rolling. A 1-run RBI single. And Brendan Bobo, who got a base hit first time up. Rain really starting to pour down. It's very consistent. Seems like it will just pass for the time being, but it's still continuing to pour as the ball popped in the air into left field territory. Running after it is Peterson. And can make the catch in time. 0-1. So no balls, a strike with 1 down. No 1 count. At first stands Degatti. He's been responsible for the 4th run. Giovanna with the 0-1. And it goes low. 1-1. So a ball and a strike with 1 down. As the throw off at first and sliding into the bag is Degatti. Brendan Bobo starts his day off 1-for-1. So the Santa Cruz, California native, the recently named Northwoods League All-Star for his 2nd season. He'll see the 1-1 and miss low, 1-2. So a ball and 2 strikes, 2 away for Fond du Lac here, bottom of the 2nd. The Raptors are ready with a run. They have 7 hits and 4 runs. 1-2 count. They step in fire as a throw outside. The throw from Smith to Anderson at 2nd and doesn't get him. So sliding headfirst into the bag is Degatti. He'll put himself in scoring position. A 2-2 count. So 2 balls, 2 strikes. One down. Giovanna will bend low at the knee. Stands in with the ball in his glove. He'll set and fire the 2-2 and a jam shot that kind of pops up into the glove of Gorman right behind second base. And that's a second out. So a pop-up from Brendan Bobo has Jack Gervich, who got on base on a fielder's choice. Two down. One away here for the Dock Spiners, bottom of the second. And they step in fire, and that paints the zone with a curveball, 0-1. No balls a strike. One away. Joseph Shivana has one strikeout. Looking to get it once more. Jack Gervich with the bat on his shoulder. The left-hander will see the 0-1. And it goes low for a ball. 1-1 count. One away. Here, bottom of the second. Shivana looks over at second. Degatti a couple shifts off the bag. He'll fire the 1-1. And it serves away on the left side. 2-1. That was a breaking ball at 82 that time. Two balls and a strike. 2-1 count. And Gervich pops this outside into the batting cage of the rafters. Shivana already has given up 7 hits and 4 runs. And the 2-2 popped away. And near the back track, staying alive, the DH is Gervich. Hasn't appeared in the lineup for a little bit over 3 games. He's just been feeling under the weather. This is a guy that is another named Northwoods League All-Star. And rightfully so. 25 RBIs on the season. Shivana the serve, and Gervich skies this ball into shallow right center. Anderson, the second baseman, backtracks, reaches over his head, and makes an easy grab for the third out. But the Raptors get a run. They add to their lead. They lead 4-1. We head to the top of the third on WFHR.
Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Help us fight youth homelessness. Go to covenanthouse.org.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Back here in the top of the third inning, the rain continuing to fall pretty heavily right now as players still out there, but a 4-1 lead for the Raptors. They've out-hit the Dock Spiders 7-1, and a ball lifted in the air to left field. Gallison slides and makes the grab. Excellent play for Anthony Gallison, and that puts one down. So Gallison a little bit out of position, speeds up, and makes that catch. So Teddy Dieters, who walked his last time up, as Fries will set in once more in a serve and a check swing that finds the zone. 0-1. So no balls a strike. Two away here, top of the third inning. A 4-1 lead for the Raptors. And that ball skied in the air to right. Broussard looking to track it down. It goes on the right field line just away, but Broussard is there to make the second out. So it goes in foul territory, but Garrett Broussard right on cue with that out. And a pop out for Dieters. So Paul Smith struck out swinging. His first time at the plate. Fries will set in on the left-hander, Smith. He'll kick high in the kick fire and lower the zone for about 1-0. So 1-0 count, two down. Off-speed pitch is 75. Fries once again, the 1-0 home. And up and away, out for a ball. That was a fastball that time that goes above the strike zone, 2-0. So a 4-1 lead for the Rafters. They've out-hit the Dockspiners 7-1. And the 2-0 is just up outside. And once more, it's a fastball. So looking to shove the zone with fastballs is Fries. He's down in the count, 3-0. He'll serve. And that's out and away for ball four. So Smith struck out swinging, and this time he'll take first on a walk. So Jake Serrain, who flew out to center. Two down. And looking in his Fries, he'll serve and just outside on a ball, 1-0. So Smith is at first as he's walked. A 4-1 lead for the Rafters. 1-0 count, two down. A step high and serve and a slider that goes low as Jensen has to come out on the right edge. 2-0. So 2-0 count. Rain really starting to fall here once more. It's been doing that for a while. And it's 2-0 count. And with two down, Rafters in front, 4-1. They've out hit Fond du Lac 7-1. 2-0 count. Fries looks in. He'll kick and serve, but it's a curveball. Up and inside for a ball, 3-0. So three balls, no strikes with two down. It's really getting damp around the field. Players have had to deal with a lot of rain, taking it back 2 days ago where it was a rain delay and it was raining a lot of the day. As a 3-0 count, and he throws outside towards the first baseman in Broussard. So Smith stands at first, 3-0 count, Fries, and just paints the zone on his way to first with Serrain, but he's gonna have to backtrack and get into the right-hander's batter's box. 3-1 count, two down, and the 3-1, the throw from Jensen. Does he get in time? It skips away from Conniff. So getting the second is Smith. As we are heading into a rain delay right now, the rain is starting to fall and it's pouring down. So we'll take a break here on WFHR. We'll keep it up to date and notify you with what's going on throughout this rain delay. It shouldn't be too long, but right now the game is on hold. So we'll step aside here on WFHR.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Now they're going to have the bars open till, what, 4 a.m.? Thanks, Tony, for cutting that money that Voss and the Republicans wanted for their little convention. What was it, $8 million down to $1 million? Have a cake sale. Have a bake sale, man. Do a fundraiser, Robin. Come on, you guys can pay for that party. Down with booze, man. Down with Voss.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Everyone is entitled to a free credit report from each of the three main credit bureaus once every 12 months. Yet only one in three Wisconsin adults actually obtain the report each year. An easy way to remember to check your report is to simply mark your calendar. Picking dates like February 2nd or 2-2 make it even easier to remember. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and don't forget to keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Hey, baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight, otherwise mainly cloudy skies. Lows level off around 61, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 84, a blend of clouds and sun. Lows level off around 56, tomorrow night mainly clear skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 84.
33-WISBRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
It's go time at Chula Vista. Time for you to discover Wisconsin's most complete resort experience. 200,000 square feet of water park fun. New thrills like zip line racing. 18 holes of classic golf. Wisconsin's number one steakhouse. Hundreds of newly renovated rooms. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Chula Vista Resort is one of the nation's top 10 indoor water parks per USA Today's 2023 Reader's Choice Awards. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
shots in the back. You may not have a car at all, but remember, brothers and sisters, you can still stand tall. Just be thankful.
Oh yeah, I'm thankful. I am going through some stress too about, you know, trying to get my mother's home.
Though you may not drive.
And it echoes in her house too, because it's empty. But I, you know, I'm starting to settle with the realization that it might not happen. And the downside to that is, well, of course, you're going to have to move and leave the house that my mom and dad last lived in. But you know what? I think there's a reason why people that are, you know, the surviving descendants in a home like that, I don't think 4 to 6 months is too much time to let them adjust. You know what I mean? And that's what the law really kind of legally had me set up for. So I'm taking advantage of it. But boy, I'll tell you what, it's made some people upset. And I don't really care anymore. It's getting better. And then it's getting worse, too. But there's a reason to get up and do something every day, right? And I'm getting my energy back. I'll figure out what's wrong with me. And then when I get back to the Capitol, I'm going to be stopping in to say hi to Robin Voss. Maybe bring him some of my popcorn. Hey, let's go to Mary in Wauwatosa.
Hey, Pizza Box. Yeah, you just keep doing what you're doing. We really need it. There's something in my genes that keeps me on the positive, always looking for a bright light in these sometimes dismal times. So there's something that I'd like to bring to listeners' attention in case they're not aware. When I opened up my computer today and I saw Microsoft Bing AI, you know, and it gave the ability to put a question out there. So my question to them was, and this has to do with a national organization called Braver Angels, and my question was, will Braver Angels succeed in bridging the political division, ending divisive partisanship? And this is what A1 answered. Braver Angels is a nonprofit organization that aims to bring people together with different political views and help them find common ground. According to the American Psychological Association, Braver Angels has conducted workshops that have helped participants feel less angry and estranged toward those on the other side. About 80% of participants felt that they were more able to start constructive conversations with them after the workshops. And then it said, however, it is difficult to say whether Braver Angels will succeed in bridging the gap and ending divisive partisanship. It is a long-term process that requires the cooperation of many people and organizations. So if people were to Google Braver Angels, again, it's kind of a long-standing national organization with chapters in many, many states. There are a couple of women here in Wisconsin who are involved in this, and I'm not sure if we have a chapter here, but a person can can go on to, you know, Braver Angels and participate in Zoom meets, and it's really, really a good organization. Again, gives me some hope that there are actually people out there that want to improve things.
And that is astounding.
Have you heard of Braver Angels?
No, but what I have heard is a bunch of losers in our Congress do anything but that, right? And I mean, that's what the problem is in our country right now. The voters would be able to work things out if we started talking about all the things that, you know, affect a neighbor right next to you, the same as you. You can really find common ground in a hurry, right? But when you're talking about this nonsense, you know, culture issues, you know, anti this and that, unless you're this, you know, male white Christian domineering force. I mean, come on, you guys, you're kind of funny, actually, in a way, and embarrassing at the same time. But I'm finding that true, Mary. I mean, I was invited to a 4th of July party by, you know, a friend that I've made who was a Trump supporter. But when, you know, we found common ground in that we both wanted to vote for Bernie, right? And that's because on the issues, there was no doubt who had the best platform and who would have been the greatest leader that we've had in our lifetime.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, I participated in a Zoom for Braver Angels, and the subject of the meet was, where do you get your media? You know, so there were, you know, probably about 20 people on the Zoom, and a lot of them from Washington State, and, you know, it's really a learning situation. And then another suggestion for a future meet is for, if you're a liberal, you bring to the meet something positive you've heard from the other side and vice versa. And, you know, I can't say enough good about this organization. I'd encourage people to really take a look at it. And if they're sincerely interested in improvement, you know, this is a direction to go in.
Well, that's the only chance we have, Mary, is us. It's us against them. And I think a lot of people understand what I'm talking about. When you look at what's going on with people that have, you know, millions and billions of dollars, and how it takes years and years and years to bring them to justice, if in fact it ever happens, by just pulling it out in the courts and appealing this and appealing it, none of us would be able to do that. Nor should we have that, but they certainly shouldn't, as our leaders.
Yeah, keep on your good work. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Mary. And speaking of good work, Mary's always, you know, calling in and giving out some positive information about how we can make a difference, right? And you're right. You know, sometimes you just don't feel, you know what, Mary, this show made me feel a lot better today than I've been feeling all day. It's been, you know, it's discouraging watching the world the way it is. And on 4th of July, did you see the gun violence? My God, you know? And I'm sitting there thinking, why would you guys be having these parties, at, you know, at midnight and stuff? You know, that started a community party that's, I don't know, man. I don't go anywhere where, not because I'm really afraid, but it's like, it apparently seems like those aren't the places to go. Like, my backyard is even better, right? Sitting there watching nature. The hummingbirds are back. Okay, they finally came. I changed it, put in some fresh nectar in there for them. When you go to the national news watching these, you know, Trump and DeSantis and the Republican Party, it's it's amazing. Mr. and Mrs. DeSantis. Oh, did you see the commercial she did to humanize her husband about talking about, oh, when I had cancer, Ron did this and the kids and all that. And everybody's going, I'm watching CNN and everybody giving her, oh, wow, did you see how natural she was? That wasn't even scripted. I'm like, scripted? She's a TV anchor, man. She's an actress. Sure, I could do a commercial like that too. Trust me. I'd sit there, wow, what my mom did for me, you know. But come on, that's ridiculous. What is he doing for healthcare for people in his state? Oh, did you see that malaria's there? Well, you wouldn't want to blame that on DeSantis, right? Because he only had, remember the clown from COVID? The dude that said that, oh, yeah, the vaccine, you know, you don't need it and it doesn't spread that way. And, oh, he was definitely wrong and people died because of it, right? And people have quit in his health department, right? The head of epidemiology, who would be in charge?
They raided that woman's house.
Jesus Christ. Because the people he appointed were a bunch of cronies, right? So cronies and nepotism in the highest offices in our country. It is like watching one of these foreign nations that don't have democracy. It's getting awful. And watch DeSantis saying, well, a Mexican president doesn't like me, so that means I'm, you know, you should vote for me because my policies piss him off. Oh, I don't think that's going to do it, Ron. I think that your time is going to be short. And again, the reason why all these guys are jumping in is because, you know, Trump wants to be gone. Trump wants to be gone. Hey, we're going to go to Sam. He's got something to tell us about the Biden's press conference. Oh, was that the one where did he call Marjorie Taylor three-toed? Did I hear him say that?
I heard some of it. It was kind of scratchy because I was using my shortwave radio and I was listening to it out of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
But I went, while I was listening to it, I scanned through all the TV channels Nothing.
Hmm.
Nobody carried it.
No CNN? No. Oh, the Bidenomics thing isn't working for him or what?
The Bidenomics thing is he's been hushed. They won't... he just got no coverage on any of the stations. But no, the former president, if he...
You still with us, Sam?
Uh-oh, we lost him.
Hey, man's got a point, though. We didn't cover it. I often break into programming with live coverage of a Biden press conference, and we didn't do that today either.
I'll put him on hold, maybe try him again here in a second.
Sure. Yeah. Also, call back, Sam, if you can still hear us. Your line dropped out.
Yeah, kind of like my phone does. He'll call back. But, well, of course not. You know, remember when Bernie was running, he couldn't get any coverage, and the only coverage he got was the, he's a funny guy. Because what he said would have taken the money right out of the pockets of the billionaires where it didn't belong in the first place. That was our money they took from us. You'd have to be as old as me to understand when I picked up a dime today, I looked at that dime and I'm like, you know what that was back when I was a kid? That's actually worth picking up, man. That's two packs of sunflower seeds, two packs of now and laters, whatever. A dime used to go a long way. It doesn't do nothing now. But at least, again, eggs went down lower than the minimum wage. And the minimum wage didn't go up at all. Yeah, I support 15. Let's do the 12 thing. Let's start at 10. I will say that they're pointing out that these big corporations are competing for employees now. One goes to $15, one goes to $16. One goes to $16, the next one goes $17. Now that's the way to play this game, people. Just keep, you know, don't go to work for these clowns if they don't want to pay you, right? But I'll tell you what, Quick Trip is a monopoly. You can't hardly go anywhere. And now they're hitting other states. And we have to put pressure on people like this, not only about their employees, but about the people they support in Congress, right? Derek Van Orden, getting money from people. I bet that's Sam. Or are we going to break? We'll pick you up on the other side there. It's starting to work, man. People are starting to get sick of this. They want freedom back in America. They don't want to see people losing their choice. You mean I don't have a choice anymore? I mean, these people are choosing this for me? It's not what we voted for, man. It's not what we talked about. And again, it goes to, like, how do you talk to your neighbor if they're angry and you're angry? And you start talking about, well, what do you think about healthcare, man? You think we all should have that without having to pay, like, $1,000 a month or more? Betcha they say, well, yeah, man. Well, what about, you know, what do you think the minimum wage should be? Well, it depends, you know, if you're flipping burgers. Well, hey, what if flipping burgers goes to 20, 25 bucks an hour and your job goes to 40 bucks an hour? That's how it works up. It's called trickle-up economics. Something we've never really tried. FDR style, right?
If you are a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
The Todd Alba Show.
These fires in Alberta, they're just this very narrow jet stream, just bringing all that kind of smoke down.
What it does is those sunsets and sunrises.
Yeah.
I mean, you've just got this massive deep red disc up in the sky. It's like you're in a Star Wars, you know, movie or something like that.
The Todd Alba Show.
Which makes sense when you look at the Civic Media lineup. I mean, we really look like the Cantina Bar as far as all the characters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're just a Biden fan in the world. Everybody knows that. But Bidenomics is what's got him now because, remember, Harry says it's the economy, stupid. And, oh, they're saying that the economy has cooled. It's leveling off. They're still going to raise the rates on that interest rates on that house I want to get. Bastards. I might have a better chance if it was around 5.6 or something. But 7.75? I think we got Sam back. Are you there?
Yeah.
All right. Pull over and park and let it rip.
I'm at home.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, I just got a goofy phone. But anyway, what I was saying was, they didn't have his press conference on any of the news channels, ABC, NBC, CBS, none of it. Even PBS, for crying out loud. I just happened to be listening to my shortwave radio, and they had it on, can I say the name of the station?
You ain't going to burn me, man.
Progressive. Okay. It's CPT. WCTP, I believe it is, out of Chicago. And he was talking, he sounded like Bernie Sanders.
Well, you know,
if
you get a huge enough backing, Sam, you can actually walk it and not just talk it. But he's got momentum, and the nation should be behind moving forward, not backwards. I mean, come on, people. Forget about being a Republican or a Democrat. Just be like, you know, hey, a human for a while.
Exactly. But he's got no voice. Nobody wants to tune in.
Yeah. But,
the big conglomerate media outlets won't let him have a voice.
Well, no, because this money comes out of... Yeah, it comes out of these corporate billionaires, man.
The previous president... He couldn't fart without making national news.
Well, I'm going to tell you, they talked about Trump today. You know, talked about the poll numbers.
They always talk about him.
Exactly. I'm like looking at it and I'm going, okay, you guys are saying that how many of you think he's guilty? And I'm like, how could anybody not know that he's guilty? It was broadcast live. You've got audio. You've got video. You've got witnesses. And the length of time this has taken... It's disgusting.
Well, they're still looking for Hunter's laptop.
It might have been his little baggie that they found at the White House, huh? I was waiting for some Republican
yeah,
to say, CJ to call in and say, it was probably Hunter Biden's. He's probably nowhere near the White House right now. But either way, you know, somebody dropped their baggie. Don't you hate when that happens?
well, I don't want to go and put my youthful indiscretion. I appreciate your show. I've been a longtime listener and first-time caller.
Oh, dude, you just made my day.
A breath of fresh air out here in red country Waukesha. I mean,
hey, you know, they actually, you know, but Waukesha is the third bluest county in the state. So, and people had to alert me to that. Well, sure it would. You know, and this gerrymandering stuff, we can take that, man, if we can get into the Supreme Court sessions down the road here. I'm hoping that. And I appreciate you calling, Sam. Feel free to call again.
All right.
Thanks a lot, man. Yep. And he did call again. What am I talking about? But when you lose a call and when you don't have the phones lit up like, you know, there almost always are here at the studio, right? And I know that coming up Fridays, if people are hearing us now, there's going to be, you know, once high school starts, a lot of you probably won't be hearing this show. You'll be hearing local football. And that's cool with that because you do have the Civic Media app that you can download. And just like, you know, I think it was Joanne that suggested just turn down the volume on one and, you know, watch one and listen to the other. And just really feed your minds at a time when we need it. But, yeah, I'm looking at these polls and I'm like, who the hell doesn't think he's guilty by his own admittance several times? And then, well, what if it would be, you know, what if he's guilty? Well, some said they'd support him even more. But for the most part, people want to know before the elections start. That's what we do know, that the majority of people, no matter what, how they vote, independents, Democrats, even Republicans were like 44% of them wanted to know before they go to vote. You know, some people you just got to smack them in the head, you know, and say, yes, this stuff that you've been seeing and hearing and reading about is true. Trump's a crook. I mean, come on. Everybody's always talking about how everybody in Washington's a crook. You get the biggest one you've ever seen and you still defend that guy. It's kind of frustrating. I do think that Trump is going to do everything he can. By the way, all of you that are supporting his reelection campaign, he's siphoning off money from his PAC to pay for all the legal fees, including that poor clown he's going to take down with him that was like his bodyguard, right? I mean, we've already heard what some of these Trump lawyers offered witnesses to forget. You know, you want to forget all this stuff. You probably don't want to remember this. You probably don't want to look at the calendar and remember what happened on what day. It's like some of these lawyers are like, okay, I'm done. After they've thrown their careers away, defending Trump and the Republican Party and the fascists that lie within that party. It's awful. I see Joe Manchin's going to be going up against another coal dude from West Virginia. Oh, I forget his name in the Congress, but he's picking on Joe Manchin, who I can't stand, and CJ loves, right, for a reason. He's a Republican. Thank God for Joe Manchin, right, who's several times been late on paying taxes. Mind you, they were like in the hundreds of dollars kind of thing. And then you turn around and see the fines this other guy's had for violating environmental laws, millions of dollars. West Virginia, you're in trouble. You need somebody to split in there and run as an independent or something. Help save the country? Jesus, getting late in the game. Climate change just kicked our ass the last month. All across the planet. And I've been telling everybody to plant at least a couple trees. Well, I've got some volunteer ones that the squirrels planted. I'm going to find some places to plant a couple trees where they're going to grow.
Back here inside the ballpark, well,
A rain delay was in store for the Raptors and the Knox Spiders. It started around 7:25, a consistent amount of rain that really came down in abundance. Players had to get off the field quickly and then head over to the right field side to pull the tarp to hopefully cover the field, and they did a decent job. Well, because before that, it was the first and third base lines were getting drenched with a bunch of water, and it was kind of flooding up, so the players had to go grab the tarp, pull it over, and let the rain pass for the time being. So right now, we're in the top of the third inning. So it was a quick rain delay, but we're glad to have everybody back. Rain just passed through the rafters and the Witter Field, excuse me. So, but the Raptors are opposite of that. They're hot right now. They're up 4-1. They lead the Knox Spiders on hits 7-1. Joey Fear here back with you on WFHR. And thank you for sticking around, because it's been a long day, and this has already made it a little bit longer, but we're excited to get back to work here. Top of the third inning, it's a full count with two down. You have Paul Smith, the catcher, on second. So Drake Fries getting warmed up right now.